Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Vayetzeh, Week 7, 5th Aliyah. Now Jacob heard that the sons of Laban were saying, Jacob has taken all that was our father's, and from what was our father's, he has gained all his wealth. And Jacob saw that Laban did not regard him with favor as before. Then the Lord said to Jacob, Return to the land of your fathers and to your kindred, and I will be with you. Genesis 31, verses 1 through 3. How to do the Eternal's will? The wish of a righteous man is to do the will of the Eternal. His constant prayer is, Not my will be done, but yours. The righteous person doesn't live for himself, but for the Eternal's purpose be fulfilled in his life. The Eternal's will has been revealed in the Torah. The patriarchs had the oral Torah together with prophetic revelation, and they were guided through them, as it is written in Genesis 26, verse 5. Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. We have the written Torah given through Moshe in Sinai, and we have the book of the prophets, the writings, and the apostolic scriptures. We also have the oral Torah, and we have the spirit of the Messiah that teaches us all things. So the Eternal has provided us with enough information and equipped us spiritually so that we can know what He wants us to do in order to please Him, and how we have to behave to live a righteous and sanctified life, and also that we have to do all these things so that His will is done at all times. A righteous man's passion is to fulfill the Eternal's purpose in his life. However, we don't always know what the will of the Eternal is in specific situations. The timing factor is also important regarding the fulfillment of the Eternal's will. There are things that He wants to happen in our lives and that we do, but even if there are some things that are His will, it is not always time for them. It's very important to do the Eternal's dealings in His time. If we do His will, but not in His time, then we are not fulfilling His will. There are many good intentions and purposes that have been delayed or aborted because of initiatives taken according to His will, but not in His time. It's important that these two factors go together. The Eternal's will was that Jacob went back to Canaan. He revealed this in the dream that Jacob had when fleeing from his brother. I will bring you back to this land. Chapter 28, verse 15. But Jacob did not know when the time for going back would be. His mother has promised to send him a message when Esau's fury had calmed down, but that they never came. So Jacob couldn't make his decisions based on what his mother had told him. When the departure time came, the Lord created adverse situations in Laban's house. The text we are working with reveals that there were three signs sent to our father Jacob to indicate to him that it was time for him to go back to the land. And the three signs were, Jacob heard negative words from Laban's sons. Jacob saw that Laban didn't have a favorable attitude towards him. And lastly, Hashem spoke to Jacob and told him that it was time to go back. After 20 years in exile, the time for Jacob to go back to his land had come. The Eternal wanted this period of time to pass because the 20 years are a prophetic sign for the last exile of the Jews. The 20 years correspond to 2,000 years, as it is also written in Hosea 6:1-2. Come, let us return to the Lord, for for he has torn us, that he may heal us. He has struck us down, and he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will rise up, that many live before him. A day corresponds to 1,000 years. Psalm 90, verse 4. 2 Peter 3, 8. 2 days correspond to 2,000 years. The last Jewish exile will last 2,000 years, and then Jacob will go back to his land. Dear disciple of Yeshua, study and submit yourself to the Torah to know the general will of the Eternal for your life. Make your heart sensitive so it is guided by the Spirit of the Messiah that you received when you confess Yeshua as your Adon. In that way, you will fulfill the Eternal's specific will for your life. Make your 5 spiritual senses sensitive to be guided by the Eternal in every moment, even in the most basic decisions in your life, day to day. Walk in the Spirit and be guided by the Spirit, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Romans 8:14. Grace and peace from the Almighty, our Father, and from Yeshua, the Messiah, our Lord, our Adon. Shalom.